This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. This week, some Bethel residents received their water delivery a day early. On its Facebook page, the city of Bethel wrote that this was, quote, due to COVID-19-related issues. Yesterday, Public Works Director Bill Arnold explained that two water truck drivers have COVID-19 and are isolating. The early deliveries were to make sure the remaining drivers did not fall behind schedule. He said the infected employees are not exhibiting severe symptoms. Arnold says he doesn't expect any delays in water deliveries due to having two less drivers on the road. Even with them isolating, there are 11 utility drivers who are still able to work, and Arnold said the department can avoid delays as long as there are 9 drivers. The city is taking precautions during the pandemic by putting utility drivers on a staggered schedule. That way, they avoid being in the public works building at the same time. Arnold also said if needed, he could pull employees with commercial driver's licenses from other departments to make sure water deliveries continue on time. Continuing in COVID-19, the incentives the city offers to encourage people arriving at the airport to be tested for COVID-19 may not be working all that well, but the city council has decided to renew the program anyway. KYUK's Olivia Eberts has more.
When you get off the plane in Bethel, you can get a gift card for a local business and a shot at winning $1,000 in a raffle. The only catch? You have to take a COVID test at the airport. The program lapsed briefly, but the city council just voted to start it back up. When the city began the incentive program back in the summer, they hoped it would up the airport testing rate to 100% of all passengers arriving in Bethel. But the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation said that incentives are no. Since testing began, the rate has hovered between 50 and 75% of passengers. The program will run through the end of March and will set the city of Bethel back nearly $100,000. Before, the incentives were paid for with federal CARES Act funds. During discussion, Councilmember Rose Henderson was initially hesitant to give those funds to a program that hadn't been proven to work. Here's how City Manager Pete Williams responded to her question.
The comments we got from YK was that they really hadn't noticed an increase in the testing. YK's recommendation was that it didn't seem to be achieving its purpose.
But Councilmember Alyssa Leary argued that just because testing numbers have been flat at the airport, it doesn't necessarily mean that the program isn't working at all.
Just because we weren't getting 100% of people passing through getting tested, I don't think that means the incentive program wasn't contributing to those numbers.
Council members made it clear that they urge anyone eligible to get vaccinated. Here's how CJ McCormick put it.
When you evaluate the risks of taking the vaccine, compare that to the risks of having COVID-19. The risks that come with potentially something going wrong with the vaccine are so minuscule compared to the astronomical problems that come about with COVID-19.
Council members stress that even though the vaccine is going around, we are not out of the woods just yet. The vaccine takes some time to do its work, and the public health authorities are not sure yet whether vaccinated people are still carriers of the virus. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Next, in culture. One of the last remaining video stores in the YK Delta closed up shop this week, but it held on for a remarkably long time. Most video stores in the U.S. closed over a decade ago. In Bethel, the exorbitant cost of high-speed internet kept the business alive. KYUK's Olivia Eberts has more.
Jenny Sue is hauling the last bags of trash out of Video World, which first opened in 1986. She handed in the keys on Monday. Her store sits in the Bethel Native Corporation building. There's a big wooden sign that bears the name. It's utilitarian, but the peeling paint patina adds a certain nostalgia for simpler times, when you had to go to the store to borrow a movie instead of endlessly scrolling through options on streaming platforms. The dusty light blue walls are lined with empty slots that once held racks of DVDs. The carpet is best described as neutral funky. This was where Sue worked almost every day for the last 8 years.
I work like 12 hours every day. You know, this place has never been painted or changed carpet for over probably 4 decades because we only close Christmas Day.
Jenny Sue and her husband took over the store from her husband's uncle. Her husband is from Bethel and was raised here by Korean immigrants. Jenny spent her early childhood in Seoul, and then her family relocated to Hawaii's Big Island. That's where she met her husband. She's the one that brought him back home.
I wanted to try something new and, you know, I had to convince him.
Sue says that her small business slowed to a halt during the pandemic. But even without COVID lockdowns, the video sales industry was on the way out because people watch films online now.
We only lasted this long because the internet, they charge so much.
Melissa Valadez, a friend and customer of Sue's, said that when the movie theater opened a few years back, business got so bad that the store needed the income from selling pull tabs to stay open.
Kind of just started not doing so well. Rippy still kept it alive, but I think even that, you know, and then with the pandemic.
Sue officially stopped renting out videos a few years back, but she continued renting to a select group of 30 or so people who requested the service, including Valadez.
And, you know, because she trusted us, she knew we were going to return them.
Sue said that one of the shop's struggles had been customers who broke or mishandled the videos and tried to get their money back. But she said she liked most of her customers.
The regulars that I met, that they, even when they don't, you know, not for buying anything or renting, they still stop by and talk story.
Valadez and her sons will miss them when the Sioux return to Hawaii. Their families share a Korean culture, which is not uncommon here. Korean Americans are a higher portion of Bethel's population than any other community in Alaska, according to data from the 2010 U.S. Census.
My kids love them. They call Jenny Emo, which is aunt in Korean.
On the other hand, Valadez says she's happy for Jenny's upcoming move.
She's going to Hawaii. It's warmer.
In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Next, in the daily COVID count. Yesterday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced one person with COVID-19 was admitted to the hospital in Bethel. YKHC also announced 50 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. There were 2 cases in Akiachuk, 17 in Bethel, 10 in Chifornik, 2 in Hooper Bay, 1 in Kasigluk, 4 in Congiganak, 3 in Marshall, 1 in Mountain Village, 2 in Tuxuk Bay, 4 in Tuluksak, 1 in Tuntutuliak, and 1 in an unnamed YK Delta village. There are 304 active cases in the region. Since last March, YKHC has announced 3,989 cases, 20 medevacs, 52 Bethel hospitalizations, and 19 deaths. And lastly, Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day and a KYUK holiday. Our news team will be observing the holiday, and we will not air a local newscast on Monday. KYUK Local News will return on Tuesday. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.